It's not easy to track down musician Larry Klein. He's a busy man. He's a four-time Grammy Award winner, music producer, songwriter, bassist, and sometimes a teacher. His catalog runs deep, and his collaborations are wide. He's worked with Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, the Brazilian performer he's married to, Luciana Souza, and Herbie Hancock, who you're hearing now. Klein and Hancock won Album of the Year in 2008 for this recording, River, the Joni Letters. We managed to catch up with Larry Klein and talk about his collaborations last week. He was holding a series of master classes at the Berklee College of Music. Klein's favorite singers to work with are those whose talent is enigmatic and passion for music is contagious. One of them is Madeline Peyrou.
The first time I heard Madeline sing, I was just completely floored. You know, everybody notices that she has a resemblance to Billie Holiday in her sound and these kind of things, which I think are sort of sitting on the surface there. You know, she listened to Billie Holiday while she was learning how to sing. But underneath that, I heard something that was incredibly deep and poetic and totally unselfconscious. That's one of the things in a voice of a singer that I'm really attracted to is a lack of self-consciousness, a lack of, in a sense, ambition, more of a feeling that when you're listening to them, that what they are doing comes from the deepest part of themselves and is honest. And with Madeline, I thought that right away.
Think of a song that she sings where we can hear that and tell us how you help build on that when you're producing her.
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is a song called I'm All Right, which I co-wrote with Walter Becker. We wrote expressly for Maddie. She had just exited a relationship with a man that had just gone as bad as they can go. And so we wrote this song based on someone coming out of a bad relationship and saying, okay, let me see, I still have two arms, you know, I'm all right.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but tears don't leave any scars. So I'm all right, I'm all right. I've been lonely before.
It's just a wonderfully present, funny, intelligent vocal performance.
So there's an example of how you worked very intimately writing this song and then producing it for Madeline Peyrou. Give me another example of what a producer does through one of the artists with whom you've worked. Because I think it differs from artist to artist.
It does. It changes every single time I do it. One of the earliest collaborations for me was with Joni.
Joni Mitchell.
That's right, yeah. And
that was a good start you had there.
Well, yeah, and she, a good teacher, and kind of a hard teacher. She connoted the label producer with a dictatorial person who was going to come in and boss her around, and that has nothing to do with the way that I approach the job.
Can you think of one example of how you worked on something together and got beyond some kind of a logjam?
There was a piano piece that she had started putting together that ended up being a coupling of two songs, actually. Her song, which was called Chinese Cafe, and there it had a sort of amulet of Unchained Melody. Basically, Unchained Melody was a song within a song. And I remember her saying that she wanted the song to have a cinematic quality and that she wanted to it to connote the flatlands of Saskatchewan. And because of the lyric of the song is really about a person going back to their hometown and realizing how much time had passed. And so she wanted the music to underscore in a cinematic fashion what things looked like there. And so I remember saying, well, perhaps we need to get some sort of constant tones that go across all of the chords to connote a feeling of the plains and horizontal lines going off into the distance. And she said, yeah, that's the kind of thing that we need. And So we went about building that with keyboards and then also utilizing bass overdubs. And I think it ended up being one of my favorite things that we did together. And it was one of the early ones. But to this day, every time I hear this song, it kind of makes me cry a little bit, you know, even now.
Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long.
One of the artists who you've been working with in more than one realm lately is Luciana Souza, mm-hmm. who's an amazing artist and also happens to be your wife. Mm. What's been your approach to working with her particularly?
Well, poetry is such a big part of her as a person. She's done a number of projects that are based around particular poets and putting their words to music. This is a poem of Christina Rossetti's that just absolutely slayed me.
Remember me when I am gone away.
I remember very clearly saying to her, just piano and vocal. Anything else would distract from the power of the words and what she had done with the words, the melodically and harmonically. She did a tremendous job putting this to music, and it's delicate work if you listen to this song.
Remember me when no more day by day you tell me of our future that you planned. Only remember me, you understand.
One of the wonderful things about working with the person that you are in a relationship with or married to is that you take the project everywhere, right? It follows you back into your house. It follows you into your bed. It follows you everywhere. It never leaves. And that kind of thread is, I suppose that may just suit me because I'm somewhat obsessive about music and I look at the world sort of through the lens of music and relate to it through that. And I think that she's very similar in that respect.
You're speaking this week to Berkeley students. What's the one lesson that you want to impart?
I want to make them aware of the underlying reasons for what we do as musicians. Because I think that a lot of times there's more of an emphasis on the nuts and bolts of how to make a record, how to record a record, how to write a song. But nobody talks about what it is we're trying to do. And it's so important, I think. And whenever I distill that down to a single aphorism or quote, I think of this Kafka quote, which is, art is the axe for the frozen sea within us. That says it to me, you know, that to hear a song and to be able to go back to that deep place within yourself and connect to who you are as a human being is a fantastic thing. And that's what music does.
Larry Klein, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Grammy Award-winning music producer, Larry Klein.